All right. Greetings to one and all. A question. What comes first? The fear of God or forgiveness? Do man first fear God and then receive forgiveness of sins, or they're forgiven and therefore they fear God? This is the question for the day. In Psalm 130, there's such a line that if you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who can stand? But the next line, but there's forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. All right. Now, we tend to think of forgiveness as something that follows our repentance. And that's how psychologically we experience it. But in a very real way, in an objective way, God's non-imputation of our sin must precede any fear of God. Let me unwrap it for you. Okay, it says, if you, Lord, should mark iniquities, who can stand? If Lord enters into judgment with us, his servants, if he really sets us as targets of his very exact justice, perfectly dividing all of our thoughts, all of our intentions, all of our sins, hidden and obvious, all of our intentions of the heart, everything that we say, think, do, commandments that we break or fail to perform, and duties that we know that we ought to be doing and we haven't done them, and a failure to love God with all our heart, mind, strength, soul, mind, strength and understanding, and our neighbors, ourselves. If God should mark our iniquities, who can stand? All right? And it's a rhetorical question. No one can stand. No one can stand God's judgment. All flesh should be destroyed before him, should he mark our iniquities. But there's good news. There is forgiveness with thee. And there's forgiveness. And of course, I'm talking to Christians, to people of God, to Christ's sheep. We know the only source of forgiveness, the only fountain of blood which cleanses us from all guilt, the only cleft rock, the only strong tower wherein we can hide ourselves, is none other but our Lord Jesus Christ himself. It is only in him that is found forgiveness. But it's interesting that I want you to know the sequence, that there is forgiveness with thee that you may be feared. Okay? Forgiveness precedes and creates soil, as it were, or ground, that his name may be feared. And think about it. It must be that way, by all logic. If God enters into judgment with us, his servants, no one can stand. We'll all end up in one place called hell for all of our, you know, misbehavior, all sin, all sins that we commit against his holy name. Even all our righteousness are filthy rags. So there's no way to avoid his judgment. But there's this forgiveness. So that, or in order that, you may be feared. Again, we tend to think that first we fear God and then receive forgiveness, so that the kind of repentance precedes the forgiveness of sins. But it's the opposite. It is the forgiveness which creates that. First, God blots out our transgressions. He decrees to do so in Christ, So from the perspective of eternity past, he looks at his elect as already without blemish or any fault. He sees no iniquity in Israel. But this is kind of a decretal perspective. Then in time, he sends his son to assume our flesh to become like unto us in all things sin excepted. Then he bears our sins in his body on the tree. And in that grand crosswork, he blots out all of our transgressions. So the Bible says, without shedding of blood is no remission. But there is a remission where there is shedding of blood. Now, the shedding of blood did take place 2,000 years ago, objectively. So that's when the sin was covered and our transgressions were forgiven. And our sin is not imputed to us. Then in time, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit comes and quickens those who've been washed, who've been forgiven. He makes them alive. He breathes into their nostrils, as it were, the spirit of life. Then come into spiritual life. Then they realize, they learn of what God has done for them in Christ. And then they experience this fear of God, which is the beginning of all knowledge and the fountain of life to depart from evil. And this fear of God guides us throughout our lives. So repentance is not the first step, even experientially. It may appear to us from our standpoint, but it's something that we experience more and more as we learn of so great a salvation. There's forgiveness with thee that you may be feared. And this fear of God, which is a gift and consequence of this work of the Holy Ghost, is grounded in this work of salvation. Again, if God simply made us targets of his wrath and judgment, no one could stand before him, and therefore we'll end up in the same place as I'm going the second time. But just to emphasize, this is very important in all our discussions about justification. Does our exercise of faith precede justification, or does justification precede our faith? I affirm the latter. Justification precedes even this fear of God. Fear of God presupposes our consciousness, and the consciousness presupposes our faith. Faith in the realities, the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is a very basic thing. When we're alive, when we're made alive by the Holy Spirit of God, we believe. And as we believe, we experience the trembling before God, the fear of God, the beginning of all knowledge, and so on. But those are kind of proofs proceed from that thought of is based upon this redemption. And redemption means what? Forgiveness of sins. Okay? And then follow all other fruits of that redemption in time as we experience them in our lives. We learn about them, and then we fear God, and we want to serve God who has redeemed us. Okay. All right. May God bless you all. Till later.